It's sports time here on KATE from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Warm. Coming up tonight, we have Albert Lea Girls Hockey here on KATE. The Tigers will be in Woodbury to take on the Royals. Now, the Tigers are 0-0-1 on the season. They skated to a tie with Fairmont last week in their season opener. The Royals come in 0-1. Myself and Mark Warm will have the play-by-play for you tonight. 7:20 is your pregame face-off at 7:30 right here on KATE from Woodbury. The game you heard last night on KATE, Chris Paul scored 19 of his 21 points in the fourth quarter. Devin Booker had 29 points, and the Phoenix Suns beat our Minnesota Timberwolves 99-96 for their ninth straight win. Minnesota had their chances at the end, but again, Chris Paul and Devin Booker, too tough in that fourth quarter. Minnesota 4-9 in the season. They're going to host Sacramento at Target Center tomorrow night. The NBA has fined the Minnesota Timberwolves $250,000 for violating league rules that prohibit teams from arranging or paying for offseason practice or group workout sessions for their players outside their home market. The league said the activities took place in early September in the Miami area where new co-owner Alex Rodriguez resides. The team and players posted several photos and videos to social media during the trip, which took place about 2 weeks before president of basketball operations Gerson Rosas was fired. Minnesota Wild back in action tonight. They're going to host the San Jose Sharks at the X. That game will start at 7. Monday Night Football last night. Jimmy Garoppolo threw two touchdown passes. Jimmy Ward returned one of his two first quarter interceptions for another score as the San Francisco 49ers beat the Los Angeles Rams 31-10 for their first home win in more than a year. Now the Niners had lost 4 of 5 games and were in danger of falling out of the playoff race before putting together a complete performance against the Rams. San Francisco has won 5 straight against Los Angeles, including its last home win. That was last October. The Rams, they have lost 2 straight. Any Green Bay Packer fans wanting to invest a personal stake in their favorite team has a chance to do so this week. The NFL's only community-owned team is opening the 6th stock offering in franchise history Tuesday morning. Now, the price per share is $300. Potential investors should keep in mind that owning stock in the Packers doesn't constitute an investment. The team has no obligation to repay the amount a buyer pays to purchase Packers stock. Banged-up Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield is day-to-day after bruising his right knee in Sunday's blowout loss in New England, his latest injury. Now, Mayfield has been playing with a damaged left shoulder for several weeks and had to leave in the third quarter after being hit by blitzing Patriots linebacker Matthew Judon. A judge has ruled that Kobe Bryant's widow must turn over her therapy records to Los Angeles County in her lawsuit claiming that she suffered emotional distress after first responders shared photos from the site of the helicopter crash that killed the basketball star and his teenage daughter. District Court Judge Charles Eek granted a request by county lawyers to review Vanessa Bryant's records. The Los Angeles Times reports the judge limited the documents to the years since 2017, not 2010, as the lawyers had sought. Now, Vanessa Bryant is suing for invasion of privacy. The case is scheduled for trial in February. The Hockey Hall of Fame's pandemic class finally got its moment in the spotlight. Jerome Iginla headlined the 5 players and 1 executive that were enshrined on Monday night, a year later than originally intended because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the former captain of the Calgary Flames was joined by Marian Hossa, Kevin Lowe, Doug Wilson, and Canadian women's national team goalie Kim St. Pierre, while Ken Holland went in as a builder to round out the group voted in by the Hall's 18-member selection committee nearly 17 months ago. Also in the NHL, they have postponed, speaking of the National Hockey League, 3 games this week due to a COVID-19 outbreak amid the Ottawa Senators. Now, 10 Senator players are in NHL COVID-19 protocol. Their games against New Jersey, Nashville, and the New York Rangers are all on hold. They are the first postponements for the virus reasons in the major 4 North American professional sports leagues this fall. The NHL postponed 51 games for virus reasons during its last regular season. In MLB news, Randy Arozarena of the Tampa Bay Rays has won AL Rookie of the Year honors, following up his 2020 postseason heroics with a stellar 2021. The 26-year-old Arozarena finished with a .274 average, 32 doubles, 20 homers, and 20 steals. Now, Jonathan India of the Cincinnati Reds, he won the NL Rookie of the Year honors 8 months after winning the team's second base job and never letting it go during an impressive first season. He finished with a .269 average, average, 34 doubles, 21 homers, 69 RBIs, and scored 98 runs. Again, AL Rookie of the Year honors goes to Randy Arozarena of the Tampa Bay Rays and Jonathan India of the Cincinnati Reds. The Boston Red Sox say former Major League shortstop Julio Lugo has died. Lugo played for seven teams in a 12-year Major League career and was a shortstop for Boston's 2007 World Series championship team. ESPN reported that Lugo's family presumed the cause of death to be a heart attack. Lugo batted .269 with 80 homers and 475 RBIs from 2000 to 2011 with the Astros, the Devil Rays, Red Sox, Cardinals, Orioles, and Braves. He hit .385 in Boston's 2007 World Series sweep of the Colorado Rockies. And a person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that left-handed pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez and the Detroit Tigers have agreed to a $77 million five-year contract. The agreement is subject to a successful physical. Rodriguez was 13-8 with a 4.74 ERA in 31 starts and one relief appearance for the Boston Red Sox this year. The 28-year-old Rodriguez was 1-1 in three postseason starts. And that's Junk of Sports here on Kate Radio. Again, Albert Lea girls hockey tonight in Woodbury. If you don't want to make the drive, we got you covered. Myself and Mark Worm with your pregame around 7:20. We'll have your face-off at 7:30. And that's Junk of Sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports. I'm Aaron Worm.